Hey, everybody. It's new guy Nick. Thank you for downloading and listening to Right Reasons Wrong podcast. Now, I know you're listening to this on the Afterwards channel right now, but officially, this podcast will be moving to its own channel starting next week. Well, it's up there now, too, but I get into it a little bit. So make sure you search for Right Reasons Wrong podcast on iHeartRadio, and you can listen to it there. Enjoy the show.
It's the show after the show. About the show. John, Jay, and Rich present Afterwards.
Look at this. I just moved it. And it's, and I think it might have broke. Because it won't go back to normal.
Well. Oh my gosh, Nick, just stop touching it.
Okay, that's what she said. That's what she said. You just got nicked.
I love how now there's just like this inside joke that I just don't know about.
Listen,
because I wasn't there
for the amount of time that you were gone. A lot of
so
stuff
many
happened.
Inside jokes
so
happened.
So many things happened, and I'm sorry that you're just not a part of it.
I'm just left out now. It's really dope.
This is Right Reasons Wrong podcast, and I want to say this because it makes it sound much bigger than it actually is. In my mind, I think it's very funny. Which is typically how I run my life. We are simulcasting right now, Delaney.
I don't know what that means.
Simulcast. Well, it's not technically simulcast. It's just this podcast is going to run both on John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards and our brand new channel.
Woo-hoo! So is our channel only on iHeartRadio? I'm confused.
Yeah, we're trying to get it figured out.
because I like our picture.
Yeah, our lead producer for this show is working on it. Our lead
is that you?
That would be me.
Well, can you tell him to get his shit together so we can have our graphic on?
I know that guy is a real dick. Right now it's just on iHeartRadio. I guess it takes a second for it to populate on Spotify and iTunes. But make sure you follow us. Like and subscribe, because this will be the last episode that we put on Afterwards. This is going to be the last one. So if you enjoy this podcast, you will only be able to get it on the actual channel.
Yeah.
From here forward.
Okay.
Cool. I'm not talking to you specifically. I'm talking to whoever may be listening to this.
I want to be sure I get it on every platform possible.
Yeah. I agree. And as we should, you know, it has been like the weirdest week.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah, you had to get your 10th COVID test.
And also my computer broke, so I didn't get to do my notes on my Google Doc. I had to do them on my phone.
Well, you know, what's great is that I wasn't. So the Bachelorette aired on Tuesday. You were sick Wednesday and Thursday.
I watched it last night.
Okay. Yeah. You texted me, but I still wasn't sure if you were coming in today because when I heard you on the phone with Joey earlier in the week, I was like, holy shit. Like she shouldn't come in until after Christmas.
When I have throat issues, like I sound like an actual frog.
Yeah. You sounded,
I mean, horrible.
I felt bad. And so I wasn't sure if you were coming in, and then I totally forgot about it. And I had taken my notes because my phone was dying when we started watching the episode. And I was like, oh, I got a notepad. So then I got a notepad, and then I left a notepad at home.
Like an actual pen and paper?
Like an actual pen and paper.
Wow,
because
okay. Are you stuck in the 50s?
I don't understand. Because we're really like in the scheme of the world, like we're really not that far apart in age. But I feel like I'm being treated as though I have dementia. And you're acting as though I'm your grandfather, which is fine, and I'm flattered, but it sometimes hurts.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So Delaney had an extra long break this week, and her notes are very detailed and well done. Because she had so much extra availability. Okay, so this was Tayshia's second full episode.
And only 2 days.
Yeah,
And they made that clear, which is right. Crazy to me.
And so much happens.
Dude, Nick, this episode made me actually LOL. Like, I was sitting laughing my ass off last night.
I'm curious to what you think of Tayshia as the Bachelorette. How do you think she is doing in the 2 days that she's...
I think she's doing freaking fabulous.
That's what Caitlin said too. And I was like, how do you know? And she was like, she's just perfect at this. My wife, Caitlin, she said, she was like, she is poised. She is knowledgeable. She's confident. And I was like, sure, I guess.
Yeah, she's so smart. And I feel like she literally gives every single person there a chance.
Yeah, that's what it certainly feels like. And even the concussion guy that left, like, it seemed like she was definitely like upset that he mm-hmm. that he couldn't find it within himself to stay, but she was also understanding about it, which is refreshing, frankly. And this is the first episode we've gotten without any Claire in it. And so that's like, I think finally in the rearview mirror is that, okay, we can finally move on from the train wreck that was the first five fucking episodes. So that was fun. I'm trying to think. I think the big arc of this episode was Chasen
and Jed.
And Jed.
Jed.
Jed?
J-E-D.
That's what his name is?
Yes.
Okay.
Who I think is the biggest fucking dweeb ever.
They called him Chicken Legs. They kept calling him Chicken Legs. And it was weird.
My thing with Jed is like, Chasen could say sorry to Jed until he was blue in his face, and Jed would have just not accepted it, and that's what was pissing me off so much, is like, Chasen's literally trying to say he's sorry, and I'm going to say this.
Ed.
His name's Jed.
Ed.
Are you sure?
Ed. I just searched Chasen and it says Ed.
Oh, it is Ed. I even wrote down Ed. What do I mean, Jed?
I was like, I don't think there's a guy from Nashville on this season, but...
Oh, my God. It is. I literally even wrote down Ed. Am I okay? No.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer my own question.
You're fine.
I'm not okay.
You were sick this week. You were sick this week.
I think Ed... Honestly, it makes him even more dweeby that his name's Ed.
And he's kind of a ding-dong, right? Like... I don't understand his casting. First of all, I didn't know he was part of this. This is what I'm discovering about the Tayshia portion of this season, is that there are dudes that I didn't even know were there, and they just randomly pop up.
Yeah.
And this guy was one of them. And if what was the line? They're on the group date. And what was it? They need a man's man.
Yeah. A grown-ass man.
A grown-ass man. If I had to hear that term one more time.
I know. They said it the whole time. It was so annoying.
And I don't... Like, why is it on The Bachelorette? And maybe I didn't recognize it in previous seasons, but this season, they latch on to certain terms that
show
just
up.
Drive me crazy. Show
They're
up.
They're still saying show up.
Yeah.
And Claire's long gone.
Show up. Grown-ass man. What did Chasen call her?
A smoke show.
They said that a million times. I'm excited to be a part of your journey. This journey is incredible. I love my journey. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. Just just like, can we use other adjectives?
Exhibition. And like, I love how Ed was like, making fun of Chasen when he's like, he only uses the same adjectives. She's interesting. She's beautiful. She's this. I'm like, aren't those fucking adjectives everybody uses? Like, and is he not allowed to say Claire's beautiful and Tayshia's beautiful? I don't understand.
Like, if it applies to more than one person, what's the problem?
Yeah.
I was very confused. So you open and they have the group date first. And I'm telling you, like, you can tell that's a hotel conference room.
Everything looks like a hotel conference room.
I'm thinking this budget must have been like nothing, because the way that they set up this conference, I was like, this isn't even a nice like fake out.
And why Ashley and Jared?
My wife says it's because they're thirsty.
They're thirsty.
They're thirsty for attention.
Clout.
They're thirsty for it. And she said that, what's his name? Jason?
Jason?
No, the Ashley I's
Jared.
Husband, Jared. She says that he looks homeless.
He could use a haircut.
He could use a haircut, and yeah, she says that they're thirsty. And I think, I mean, it has to be they just reach out to like people and they're like,
Do you want to come
do this? You have to take a COVID test.
Well, and it's like, who's making up these dates? How does a grown-ass man know how to fucking do simple addition and subtraction, and then like they sit in a bed together and how does that make you a grown-ass man?
Yeah, I need a grown-ass man. I didn't understand the correlation. I will say how they edited the Bennett stuff.
I wrote that down too.
I was dying. I was laughing so hard, and my wife was shocked that he was like a Harvard graduate.
I know.
Because apparently I'm paying attention a little more than she is these days. Because she was like, I don't even know who this guy is.
He's like, that's a poorly worded question.
Yeah. He was like,
fighting with them?
Yeah. The way he criticizes them is so funny. And then, so what we did, we watched the back half. It's very hard for us to watch the show live just because the baby goes asleep right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. But my wife is a psychopath, and she's like, I like watching things I know what happened twice. Mm-hmm. And so we watched a little bit of the second half. And so the second part of the grown-ass man challenge, where they it's like the tug of war that mm-hmm. that the guys had, I thought brought an interesting dynamic to what happens later in the episode with the wrestling. Mm-hmm. But then you move on to like, make me breakfast in bed, but you're also not making breakfast, because I don't think like Bennett didn't make the beignets, did he? Like they were already there and available. Like it looked like a continental breakfast that you would get at a resort, like at a hotel. And I'm just so confused on, again, how does that make you a grown ass man?
It doesn't.
What defines a grown ass man? So we're making breakfast, we're doing math, and we're doing a tug of war. And somehow this is how you're a grown ass man. And then she gives out the diploma for grown ass man.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. None of it makes sense. It really doesn't.
And Bennett didn't even participate in the tug of war portion of it. He didn't even participate. So he really only participated or was in a grown. He was a grown ass man in the bed, I guess.
Which matters.
And I laughed. Oh, that was good. You're talking about his erect penis.
Ew. I'm not.
And then he's criticizing Chasen, right, for mm-hmm. taking his shirt off for the breakfast in bed portion mm-hmm. of this. He's criticizing Chasen doing that, but he's in a robe without a shirt on already.
That's a theme I'm finding throughout this whole show, maybe even just episode, is how hypocritical everybody is. Because I'm gonna jump here for a second.
Please
to
do.
When Ed and Chasen are having a fight, and then Ed, okay,
is this a verbal confrontation?
Verbal confrontation. First of all, what I've found throughout this show, throughout all the seasons, is literally the worst thing that you can do as a contestant is go to the lead and say that, like, someone's not here for the right reasons. That is literally...
Bingo!
That is the worst thing you can do.
Bingo, Joey. Bingo.
It never ends up well. It never ends up well.
Yeah. It not only doesn't end up well... Typically, you're the next one gone.
Exactly. Like you look petty, and you look immature. Like,
well, and it happened literally already this season mm-hmm. when people went to Claire about Dale.
Yeah.
all those dudes were eliminated.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
And they all brought it up to her.
Exactly.
It's so odd. It's just so odd. And if you've ever watched any episode of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, you should know at this point that that's what you shouldn't do. And you have such a limited time with the contestant. Why are you wasting
exactly.
it on another person anyway? Why aren't you trying to flatter that person?
Exactly. And it always is going to come... Ultimately, they don't really give a shit what you have to say. It always comes down to who they like more anyway. Like, right. even if Chasen is bullshitting her, she likes Chasen more than she likes Ed.
Yeah.
So, Ed, sit down with your little baby man and just shut up.
Yeah, that was like, go ahead.
And, okay, no, what were you going to say? And then I'll move on.
No, I was just going to say Ed looks like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, it reminds me of Johnny Bravo as well.
Oh, that's good. He's got chicken legs.
Yeah. And then what I also wanted to say was, you know, they get in the altercation and Chasen is standing over Ed, and then Ed goes back to Tayshia again. And Tayshia goes, I just don't want you to feel like someone is going to be physical with you, but tomorrow we're going to do a wrestling match. I don't want you to feel like, you know, someone's going to be physical with you, but we're going to do the most physical challenge in Bachelorette history. And Ed, you may dislocate your fragile shoulders.
Do you think that date was already written? Or do you think once the confrontation happens that the writers were like, oh shit, there's something here. We gotta capitalize on this.
Maybe, but you could tell Ed was like shitting his pants the whole time. He was like, God, Jason's gonna kick my ass.
Yeah, and I was so confused because Ed is such a large human up top.
Yeah, it just like scared me thinking about his shoulders dislocating. I was like, I do not want to see that.
Oh my God, I was so there for it. I wanted to see it so bad. He does maybe stretching the truth a little bit. It's like he did participate in the tug of war.
Oh,
earlier in the episode, and that's where I'm saying.
And was he in water polo or any of those?
I don't know.
Water polo,
literally, this episode was the first episode that I knew he was a contestant. This was the first one, and he really made an impact on me.
He's
got to
be in dodgeball from Claire, or
he has to be in one of those.
In one of those, he just didn't want to fight Chasen because he knew he was going to get his ass beat because the Wolverine was going to come out.
Yeah, that was another thing. Wolverine, you don't think you convey the point one time saying I'm a Wolverine, I'm the Wolverine? You don't think you think one time is enough?
Mm-hmm.
We get it.
Yeah.
And it bothered me he crossed universes because he was like, Batman, Superman. No, I'm Wolverine. And I was like, yeah, they're not members of the same.
That's Marvel, yeah. Idiot.
Yeah, different universes. I did like, and again, this is a man in his mid-30s with a wife and a child who is who has seen various forms of entertainment in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Dumas, who was one of the wrestler coaches, she wrestled as Lita in the WWE, and she is a Hall of Famer and was a fantastic female wrestler, really was a trailblazer for women's wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
She was involved in some extracurricular activities while she was in the WWE, and as an active participant, she was dating one wrestler and then also fucking another wrestler. And
wow, you said that with such force.
The original wrestler that she dated, once this all came out, he got fired. And then things came out to the press, and it was all this thing, and she was still fucking.
Why are you saying that with such force?
She was still fucking.
Stop saying that!
His name was Edge, Adam Copeland.
Adam
Copeland. And she, they had a live, quote unquote, sex party on the USA Network on Monday Night Raw one night. It was like one of the highest rated segments in WWE history. Right, Grant?
Yeah, this is true. Sorry to barge in.
It's okay. We're talking about fucking. Does your mom listen to this? Is that why you're so upset?
No, I just think it's aggressive.
Okay. Well, anyway, so there was some real life heat in between these two wrestlers. No. There's real life heat between these two wrestlers. It got so big in the internet community that the WWE ended up hiring her original boyfriend back.
Oh.
And then they opened a storyline in the WWE between these two. And it was
so real life actually ended up becoming like fake life.
Yeah. So she was kind of the bachelorette of the WWE, as in she got passed around and fucked a whole bunch of people.
Oh my gosh, Nick, people are going to unsubscribe if you say the F word one more time.
I have, because again, I'm a psychopath and I've read other reviews of podcasts I've done, somebody said that I hate it when New Guy Nick is on a podcast because he is so vulgar.
And then why are you doing it to ours?
It's just one person, and this is...
Please don't unsubscribe to
us. Delaney, I thought this was friends talking, but maybe I was mistaken. Is this not you and I just talking?
Do you talk to your friends with such force behind the F word?
I feel like that was kind of a slight insinuating that you and I are not friends.
We're not.
Oh, okay. Now that...
We're strictly coworkers.
Okay.
This is strictly business.
Yeah. Thank God we're getting paid for it. God, it sucks being a 6-year intern here. So anyway, back to Amy DeBose.
Back to the good stuff. Over to you, Nick.
Chasen, I wrestled in high school, and I could tell through these little drills that they were doing. I was like, yeah, that guy definitely wrestled.
Yeah,
He was a very good wrestler because of just the little techniques and little small things. I was like, oh, poor Ed. He's going to rip those chicken legs off and slap him in the face.
So what did you think it was unfair that mustache man jumped over the gate? And I wasn't mad about it.
Yeah, I was very confused just because they literally asked, does anyone else want to wrestle? Right.
Yeah.
And so he jumped over the fence and he wanted to wrestle and he does it. I didn't understand why when they're like, okay, we're going on the group date, you know, everybody else goes home. And then Tayshia's like, I want Mustachio to come with us. And then he, like, why wouldn't Ed be disqualified then?
That makes sense.
Like, I would think that, like, to me, if I were the other dudes, they're so pissed off at Mustachio that... I think your anger is directed towards the wrong person.
True.
It feels like it should have been directed at Ed because he was the one that put them in that situation to begin with. And had he been clear about this, you know, defect he had with his shoulders.
Well, he should have said it at the very beginning of the day.
And it looked like it was like there was literally, he couldn't have expressed it any later than he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the last possible moment he could say.
Maybe they made him wait till then.
Maybe. He sounded like a giant baby, though.
For sure.
He sounded like a giant baby. And to me, like, the drama of the wrestling matches was kind of like, come on. Like the smart guy, he looks like a grown-up Taj Mowry, who had the big scratches on his legs, on his knee.
The big baby. I call him because his face looks like a toddler.
Yeah, he looks like Taj Mowry.
Yes.
An adult Taj Mowry, who coincidentally is an adult now.
And it's funny you bring him up because I was also LOLing when he was talking to Tayshia and you could tell she just wasn't into it. And he goes, I'm a Leo. And I just, you know, we carry traits of being very loyal. And then Mustachio walks up and was like, can I steal you for a second? And he was like, come on, man. And he's like, Tayshia, then you decide. And yeah. Tayshia's like, I definitely want to get the fuck up right now, but I'm trying to be nice. She's like, let me deal with this and then I'll come back.
The anger from contestants every season cracks me up. Like when they get mad that somebody's taking advantage of something else, because like, again, it is a game.
That's ultimately like, how you get farther.
That's how you get farther. You spend the most time you possibly can with the contestant and they're mad, but it's like, why? Okay. Like then be mad. Like you're my competition.
And I do get where she was coming from when Ben didn't go up to her. He was like, which I understand, like he wanted to be the last one of the night and just be like, I'm gonna wait till she's done talking to everybody else and I'm gonna swoop in, I'm gonna bring her a new drink, we're gonna recap. Like I see where he was coming from on how he wanted to be like romantic and be the last one, but then at the same time she's like, dude, I only got so much fucking time here, I gotta go to, I gotta sleep at some point.
And you you just can't take that gamble.
Exactly
either.
Like you have to be assertive doing this. And I will say, I found Ben on Instagram because, you know, I really wasn't sold on Ben. Like, I went on his Instagram and he is hot.
He's not just hot. He is a hot.
He is very a hot.
That dude seems super nice.
He's very nice and he's very hot.
For the first time this season, I felt bad for someone.
Yeah, I did feel bad for him.
I felt like I understand where she was coming from, but I also was like, that would have been a sweet sentiment, but maybe you address that with her first. You just tell her like, hey, I'm gonna let everybody else have their time, but I would like to be the last one to see you.
Yeah.
And He just seems like such a nice dude.
He is.
And even when he said grown-ass man, to me, grown-ass man means confidence and loyalty and whatever. And he's like, I was like, I'm falling in love with you.
But I was like, damn, Tayshia, you're savage. She totally called his ass out like in front of everyone. She's like, dude, the night's over and I'm disappointed you didn't come find me earlier. Like,
she just I'm not going to wait.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
wait.
Which is, I mean, she was saying it to him, but she's saying it to everyone. It's like, I'm not playing any games. Like,
right.
I'm not going to let you decide the rules. Like, I make the rules here. So,
you know what's so funny is that we are nearly 30 minutes into this. And last week, I complained. And maybe this is why they avoided it. We have not even thought about the rose ceremony. We're 30 minutes in.
The rose ceremony that hasn't happened yet?
I didn't know the three dudes that were eliminated. I didn't recognize a single one.
Well, one of them, I got nervous because I thought he was Steve Jobs man because they kind of look similar.
They do look similar. Yeah, they do.
I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, wait, that's not him.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, the Steve Jobs guy's still there. I called him the squirrel first episode because he looked kind of squirrely.
Mm-hmm.
There was an African-American gentleman who I had not seen on the entire season. And then there was another guy who had slicked back hair who I had not seen the entire season. And I was like, this is the sixth episode. And I'm just now learning. I learned that you three were on this show and also now you're no longer on this show. I'm so confused. So uneven this
season.
Well,
that's when you know they're uninteresting.
I guess so.
They obviously didn't have anything good to say because it would have been shown.
So Chasen and Ed dominate this episode. Chasen addresses the entire room. And he says, look, I'm sorry. Like, I thought it was big of him to apologize to Ed.
I agree. He tried to apologize freaking seven times.
And like you said, it didn't matter what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Ed was just not going to have any of
it
for whatever reason. Because you're competition, but you still have to live.
Exactly.
Like, literally, you cannot go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to live with this person and to be such a dick.
Yeah.
Back. And then he's like, I will use a new adjective. And then that's when you got smoke show.
Which I like. I don't understand why they thought it was so... I don't get why they were like...
I can't believe he would say that. I'm like...
Dude, call me a fucking... Dude, Chasen, you can call me a smoke show any day. Like, seriously. Please do. Like, it's not bad... I mean, you can call her other things as well, but you can call her that. Like, it's not bad to think your girl's fucking hot. Like, it's okay.
Yeah,
she can be beautiful. She can be a smoke show. She can be cute. She can be pretty. Like, she can be all of those things.
And maybe you know, in his mind, he's thinking a smoke show is all encompassing. Your brain is a smoke show.
And it's
your
very
body is
in
a
demo.
Smoke show.
Like, it's very in demo of like, that's the words people say now.
Yeah.
Like, and he's on the younger side. So I'm sorry, Ed.
It feels like they were built. I can't tell who they're building the villain to be between the two of them. Because I think like Chasen does feel like a douche. Like he does. He does give off those vibes. But I thought.
But he's also a nice guy.
I thought Ed was King Douche. Like, I thought he came off as King Douche. And, you know, for whatever faults that Chasen had, he has addressed everything with Tayshia.
Yep.
He has addressed everything with Ed.
Mm-hmm.
He has addressed everything with the audience. So what are we fighting over?
Exactly.
Like, we're fighting because this dude is kind of a dick. The end.
Yeah.
Not Chasen. Ed the dick. Mr. Ed. Mr. Eeyore.
Ed. Mr. Johnny Bravo Eeyore. With baby Carlos.
Yeah. Also, can we... The Hangover was 10 years ago. Can we not anymore?
Yeah. And I think... And I also think because the age is so drastic between like... Someone like Spencer Mustachio, who's 25.
Yeah.
And then freaking that one guy that's like 39. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, it is.
They're not going to understand each other.
Right. There are definite dynamics involved with, you know, from the age standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Would you date anyone with a mustache?
Yeah. As long as it like comes and goes.
Okay.
Like as long as he like has it, you know, you can have it sometimes and then. Other times, let's shave it. So, I like him without it, though. I think he looks good without it.
So if somebody was participating in Movember, which would be going on right now, you would be okay with it.
Yeah.
As long as he shaved it off in December and then, like, just kind of comes in and out.
Yeah. I don't mind them.
My dad had a very epic mustache, like, his entire life. And I mean, it's like, and the oldest photos I've seen of my dad, he'd always had this mustache, and it to the point where it makes me like self-conscious about my facial hair because I know it will just never be as manly as the way it looked on him.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for that.
Sorry.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Sorry. there was a couple ways you could have been apologizing. I appreciate it that it was it went there. Am I right?
Right.
Yeah. Dave the Rock Johnson.
Dave?
Dave, that was my dad. That was my dad. And he went by Rock socially.
Wait, that's so funny.
Yeah. And then I told him, I said, you know, Dad. Because he hated professional wrestling. Not to go back to professional wrestling, but he hated professional wrestling.
All roads lead to professional wrestling. That should be the title of this podcast.
He hated it. And I said, Dad, you know that The Rock's... Okay. Dad, you know that The Rock's real name is Dwayne Johnson. So he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He didn't find the humor in it that I did.
He's like, shut the fuck up, Nick.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Nick. I'm going to put a cigarette out on your arm. Oh, I never loved you. What else? What's next?
I think that's it.
Oh, you didn't have nothing else?
What's coming up? What was on the trailer for next week?
I actually don't remember.
I don't either.
Like, as epic as the trailers had been, I don't remember this one, but I think that... The reveal in the trailer that we found last week. Remember you texted me about it? It was a TikTok video.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the trailer for Tayshia's season involved there was a voiceover.
Yes.
And it basically like you don't know the whole story.
Mm-hmm. You think that's next week?
Here comes the smoke show himself. Ladies and gentlemen. Ding dong Magoo.
Just what you guys are still talking about The Bachelor?
Rich, yes. You look different today.
OK, Can I plug my podcast on your podcast since it's so popular?
Yeah.
Only if you plug yours on ours. I mean, ours on yours.
Okay, so
and if you'll plug something else,
I have a podcast that I do. It's kind of a deep dive into Undercover Boss, and it's called Undercover Podcast.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's only on Stitcher though. It's nowhere else. So
is it Stitcher Premium or just normal Stitcher?
The premium shit.
Okay, yeah. So you
get the premium
content. You're getting them Stitcher dollars.
Yeah. So
wait, you really have a new podcast?
No.
Oh, then Nick, cut all this out.
You listen to People of the Pandemic. That's a real podcast.
Okay. You can plug that one.
All right.
I'm on an episode of that.
You are. You are. You were one of my...
Because you had a baby?
Mm-hmm. It was like a week in, and I was on like a week before I came back into the studio.
You were on maternity leave?
Yeah, I was on...
You were on fraternity leave?
Yeah, I was on I went on a six-month maternity leave. It started before the baby was born. Right, Joey.
Yep. Okay, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too. All right. Smell you later.
Okay, love you.
Same.
Love seeing that ass walk away.
Ew.
You really grossed out by that?
Yep. Are you going to keep all this in?
I haven't decided yet. We'll see. I probably won't keep all of it in. I feel like you have to be careful because there are some things that are just too inside.
Yeah.
But we'll see. So the trailer that I was referring to for the next episode involved a gentleman talking about this is all going to change. The whole story's not out. And then you see Tayshia running away and she's crying. And your TikTok video showed
her ex-husband.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which would be absolutely bananas.
So it's basically if you watch that trailer with closed captioning on, it shows
his name.
And yeah. and then somebody looked him up.
Yes.
And it turns out it was her ex-husband.
Okay, like why would he come on now though? She's already been on The Bachelor. She's already been on Bachelor in Paradise. Why is it now that she's the Bachelorette are you coming in to
y'all,
the
you gotta get that clout when you can.
I know, I but it's so dumb. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I feel I do feel like, you know, obviously it could be clever editing and whatever.
For
but,
sure.
But
for
if,
sure.
you know, if it comes back, I think that, I don't know. It seems not appropriate for the producers to let him be involved.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's. You know, like she never mentioned him by name. Like, yeah, you could probably look it up and find, you know, find the records or whatever. But you're literally bringing this to the forefront. Like she just says my ex and that's all. It just seems
and he has
slimy.
Such a weird his name gives me like the heebie-jeebies. Like he's a killer or has been. It's like
well, you don't know.
It's Josh Burrell.
Josh
Burrell.
Doesn't
that sound so creepy
to
you?
Have you looked him up?
No, let's do it.
Okay, might as well. I guess might as well. Yeah, that was my stomach. I'll cut that so that no one thinks that I just. They just openly farted.
Is
Josh
Burrell.
Burrell. Is he an African American gentleman?
No.
Okay, yeah, because he's
him.
Okay, because he's an athlete. He's an athlete and. Oh, that's a good looking.
He's
guy.
Very good looking.
Wow, everything's about to change.
Josh Burrell.
Maybe he'll be on the next season of The Bachelor.
Dude, yeah, he's a. He's a smoke show.
Did they premiere the trailer for the next season of The Bachelor? Did you see that?
Yeah, the little teaser. It didn't really do anything for me.
Yeah.
I mean, based on that teaser trailer, it didn't entice me.
Okay.
Did it entice
I didn't
you?
No, I didn't see it.
I wonder, are they releasing that like right after we're done with Tayshia? Is he him? Like, is he ready to go?
That's my guess.
Interesting.
Just, I mean, you got to think from a filming perspective, they had to put so much time off to film Claire's season, and then they had to do that.
And then Paradise.
Yeah, they had to do that real fast. I don't know how they do Paradise. I truly don't. So, not to go back, but do you know who the Bachelor is?
Matthew. Okay. James Matthew.
James Matthew.
That's his name, right?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Because he's Tyler Cameron's bestie.
So, but he hasn't been. He hasn't been on.
What's his name? James. It's like Matthew James or Matthew James. Let me look.
But he hasn't been on any of the.
Matt James. Okay. Yep.
But he hasn't been. Oh my God! Why can't I talk? Oh yeah, but he's not. Again, he's not been. why can't I not speak? He hasn't been on The Bachelor before.
No, he was supposed to be on Claire's season.
He was supposed to be, mm-hmm. But then he wasn't because.
I think, okay, I don't know for sure. I think there was some drama. He had tweeted something or someone had said something about him, like just wanting followers.
Oh, okay.
It's something weird like that.
Huh.
Yeah. Like he was already tweeting about something and it rubbed Claire the wrong way.
Okay. Gotcha.
Pretty sure that's what it was.
Well, let's wrap it up then. So James Matthew, right?
Matt James.
Okay. I will never get that right. I would assume because they have to make, you know, you have to make your time slots, mm-hmm. with network television specifically. And The Bachelor starts in February.
Oh.
And so, I mean, they have a limited time to get through this season. And I'm guessing that they were filming maybe even at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
yeah.
too.
Poor Chris Harrison. So coming out of this episode, who do you think are the top three, top five front runners?
Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Chasen.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Richard.
Yes.
Brendan, I think is what his name is.
Sure.
That
was a cute little tag.
Oh, Ivan. She likes Ivan.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
Ivan. And you know what? For shits and gigs, I'm going to say my guy Bennett.
Yeah. 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 I think you're right. I think it's definitely Ben. I think it's Steve Jobs. Cute little tag at the end of the episode with him having the fake horses.
I loved the end of the episode.
Just silly.
It was so cute. And see, it's almost like you miss some of like the real things, mm-hmm. that happen because they're only showing like the dramatic conversations. But it's also fun to see like the lighthearted ones, like
right.
that are fun and
yeah.
they're joking or you really see their personality. And I feel like even with that just little snippet of them on the horses, you see his personality and he's like thrust. And it's just funny, you know?
Well, you're working so hard as the producer that to put as much drama into everything that you can. It's like you forget that like these are still human beings and they still are like people that, you know, deserve attention in an appropriate way, not just in like I'm going to beat the shit out of you way, which is what the dudes have been doing this season. I would definitely say that those three are the favorites.
What you said,
Ivan.
Yeah, Ben.
Ben and Steve Jobs. And then I think I like your boy, the guy that you know on it, the cycling. I like him so much.
I like him so much too because he's never in the drama. I feel like he's, and I really want to get him on here eventually. I don't know at what point we can do that. I would love to talk to him. I agree. He carries himself so well. And I think he's so sweet.
Yeah.
So
I like him.
I do like him.
I like Easy. I don't necessarily know that they'll go any farther. I just like them as people.
I feel like the only thing with DeMar, I feel like we haven't seen much from him. He's really good in the interviews and I think that's where he shined on the show. Cause he has really good confessionals.
Yeah.
But other than that, you don't really see him.
Yeah.
Which is like concerning.
I think I thought you were going to say the concerning thing about DeMar was that, we didn't get to see him on a bicycle. And he got to show off his
cycling skills.
He should. He should take her through a little cycle class.
A spin.
That could be fun for him.
Spin instructor.
Maybe he has and we didn't get to see it.
He'd be on a bicycle because it's a fun date.
A damn good one, too.
Have you taken his class?
No, I don't. Actually, I may have. I don't know. I can't remember. I may have once.
When he said, when they were in the group date and they were talking about, it made me openly laugh out loud. And they're talking about, like, Bennett was bragging about how he went to Harvard and whatever. And he's like, shit, I went to ASU.
I was like, yeah. I went to Arizona State.
I couldn't not laugh because it was just it's just a funny line.
It is a funny line.
And just to bring everything full circle back to professional wrestling, DeMar and Easy would make an incredible tag team.
Well, and because they're, like, DeMar played... Like, he's an athlete. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
yeah, he's a cyclist.
I know, but I want to say he played football, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need him to come on here and, you know, set the record
straight. I would be incredibly interested to hear his perspective.
Yeah, I would, too. So, I don't know if he's on. Maybe I'll shoot him a DM. I don't even know if he could reply because he's still on the show.
Well.
Off to see.
Yeah, good question.
Good question.
Okay, Delaney. Well, I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
Me too.
And if you're listening to this on afterwards, please make sure you go to Right Reasons Wrong Podcast on iHeartRadio. And because from here on out, it will be strictly on that channel. And you can always find Delaney on the interwebs.
On the streets.
You can find Delaney on the streets. Just hanging out on Scottsdale Road. She's down at Bones. Just sitting outside.
Yep, for sure.
At least you didn't...
Isn't Bones a strip club?
Yeah.
You won't find me there.
Bones and I think Skins is right next
yes,
to it.
Yes, yep.
Skins why and Bones.
Why would you have two strip clubs right next to each other?
Are they not sister clubs?
They probably are.
I have in my mind in this universe that I live in that Skins is like a very like upscale club and Buns is something totally different. Buns is just ass. Bones is like, you know, the women that are hanging out at the Legion in their 70s. I see, I could say that 'cause that's what my dad did.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Find us on the interwebs. Make sure you subscribe to the new podcast channel and we'll talk to you next week.